This message is brought to you courtesy of the Signs of the Times International Audio Ministry.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to another Signs of the Times Roundtable. This roundtable, I'd like to title The Strong Delusion. If some of you have been listening to some of our roundtables, you know that over a month ago, we came out with some information on Obama, and now all of a sudden, you're hearing it all on the news. We just like to tell you that sometimes God shows us something that the news doesn't know about until we show them. And I do believe that that roundtable was so popular that the news people did pick it up, and that's what started a lot of this that you're hearing on the news today. So I have with me here today Brother Ralston and Brother Evans, and we're going to discuss some things that I'm sure you will find very interesting. Now, I want to just tell you that we are not taking sides or telling anyone who to vote for. And even if we wanted to, there's no one we're supporting. So how can we be telling you to vote for somebody when we don't have anybody for you to vote for? So in reference to today's events surrounding those running for election, it just amazes me how blind people are today. How blind they are. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14 says, "They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." It seems to me that that's exactly what we're seeing with what's happening today. I just cannot believe it. It is as if everyone is blinded by some sort of spirit, amen, that they cannot see who Obama really is. Brother Evans, a comment.
Well, it does seem so strange with all the truth that they're trying to cover up out there, and yet the truth is coming out, that people would continue to follow him or support him. And we're not against him because he's black. His color has nothing to do with it in that sense. But even the black people need to take an honest look at this man, because he's not the Jesus they're looking for, the Messiah. He's going to end up being their devil, and they're going to wish that they never supported him, because I believe it's going to cause them more problems in the end than they're even aware of.
Well, I believe that even Obama's pastor, I believe his church is out in Illinois somewhere, I don't know the pastor's name, he even came out from the pulpit saying that Obama was some sort of Jesus or some sort of Messiah. And I've been saying myself, it really looks like he fits the bill for the Antichrist. I'm not saying he is, but he may himself believe something along those lines by the way things are going. And I believe that we're being duped. The people of the United States are being duped by an unholy spirit. Let me clarify what I said before. That is making him look so good. And you know, that is a quality of the Antichrist. It's what the Bible tells us, that the people are going to just surround him and swoon over him, which is what is happening with Obama. And I just don't understand. I also heard that he was not born in the United States. Now, if he's not born in the United States, I thought it was against the law for anybody born outside the United States to become president of the United States. So I don't know what's going on here, but there is a strong delusion happening upon the land. Pastor Ralston.
You know, we need to be very, very, very careful in the time that we're in as to who we would have in political office. There's a lot of surprises anyway when someone is brought up as the person who we have the ability to choose. They share many things that they want to promote, whatever. So there's always a lot of surprises anyway when somebody is put into office. With the elections that we have today, we have a lot of time to look over the candidates and to find out about their lives and this kind of thing. My really true belief is that we really need to ask our God who we would have put into office, you know, his choice, and make sure that we have his choice. We need to really be in prayer about the days ahead. And so we just need to be careful what person we do decide to choose. I'm not here to tell anybody who they should choose, because that's a privilege of each and every one. We want to be able to have God's choice. I really believe we need to be in prayer concerning who we would have be the next president of the United States of America.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ralston. And I really think that he's quite correct in the things he was saying there. And you know, one of the things that I'd like to just pick up on was the words he used, God's choice. And God's choice may not be our choice. it may not be a choice that would be for the good, even, because God has a plan in these last days. Again, we're not telling you, and you didn't hear Pastor Ralston mention a name, we're not telling you who to vote for. I personally do not believe there's anybody to vote for, but there is God's choice. I caught that one. So somewhere out there, there is God's choice. Not necessarily the choice that's going to be the good, but the choice that's going to bring about God's plan, bring about the end of time, bring about the coming back of Jesus Christ, bring about the new Jerusalem and the changing of this whole world. Anybody else with a comment before we go on? Dr. Evan.
That's so true. I know they're thinking that they can beat the Democrats. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. And they think that they can. But if they put the wrong person in office and they dig up all this garbage that's just coming out now and begin to show you the truth about that person, there's no way you can get the other party out of office. And if you don't want that other party in office, you better be out on your knees and praying and asking God, because God knows who's going to be in office. The Bible says He puts them in, He takes them out. Now, God knows exactly who's going into office. We may not like it, like Brother Johnson said, but He already knows. Ask God.
Praise God. Amen. Well, brethren, what do you think we're now seeing that might be the strong delusion that the Bible talks about? Dr. Evans.
Now, a delusion is something accepted as truth that is actually false or untrue, or it's unsound and misleading. When we read this in the Bible, we begin to see what God is talking about, because we see people today that are caught in a delusion. Now, there's two Greek words for delusion. The first one is paralogoi. It means to be gull, and the other one's plain, a wandering whereby those who are led astray roam hither and thither, it says, is always used of a mental straying, wrong opinions, error in religion. So when we look at the word delusion, we're beginning to see all this. Now that word begull is an old English word that we don't use much anymore, but that means to control or play upon by artful, unfair, and insidious means, to lead astray by underhandedness. And now that's really something, because really when God says they're going that way and that way, so you know they've got strong delusions sent upon them, we're seeing this take place right now.
Pastor Ralston.
Well, to me, a delusion is like a mirage where it promises to hold something so good and valuable to us, yet when you go after it, you find out that it was really only a dream and it doesn't really supply or provide for us. We see that many times in Scripture where a delusion was brought forth, which is really a big fat lie. And the reason why is because man wants something and doesn't want to wait for God to supply for it. So as a result, they become open to maybe someone else coming in and say, well, we'll supply that for you, but you got to do such and such and such. God's going to bring forth a strong delusion. It's the result of man's desire to not wait upon God, but because they want to have something so bad and they want to have it right now, then all of a sudden they get what they want and they get too much of it, and it actually ends up being something that destroys them. We've seen that out of Scripture many, many times with the people of Israel, for example.
That's right. Brother Evans, do you think this delusion is preceding and setting up the reign of the biblical Antichrist?
Yes, I definitely do. Even with ministers today, we have some that have no idea what the Bible talks about. They've never been grounded in the Word. They do not know anything about the new birth or the new creation. Because of that, they can't share with their people the truth, and so they go after a delusion, you know. And the Antichrist, when he comes on the scene, he's going to be the strong delusion. He's got some promises he's going to make. They're all going to sound good. We've been telling people that for years and warning them about the things that he's going to do. And we're seeing them happen today. A strong delusion. And it's all fake.
How about you, Pastor Ralston? Do you think that this delusion is preceding and setting up the reign of the biblical Antichrist?
Oh, absolutely. And the reason being is because man simply wants a world without God. Man wants to be able to have his own world, so to speak. So the biblical Antichrist is going to fit that bill. I really believe the nations of the world are actually right now pursuing a person, and this is quote-unquote, I believe, over in Europe and everything, be it God, be it devil. You know, they're looking for a Superman that would come in and try to bring world peace in a global way, a one-world type way. So absolutely, I definitely see this happening, and it is happening, and there are nations that are coming together to cause this to happen. And the New World Order, for example, many of the nation's leaders are coming together and are agreeing together, and it's just going to really usher in the biblical Antichrist.
Yes, it seems to me that we're just getting closer and closer every day to seeing this man of sin revealed. I call it the march toward Armageddon, and boy, are we marching quick step now. We're getting there in a hurry. That's certainly what it looks like. But what is the biblical strong delusion? We find that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And if you remember, Brother Evans alluded to that in his definition of delusion. Verse 12 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, that's pretty strong language, and that delusion, verse 11 says, come from God, that many people might be damned. Why would God do something like this, Brother Evans?
Well, that word send there is an interesting word. There's 14 Greek words for the word send. And so when we translate things sometimes into English, we lose the true meaning of it. Now, that word send that we're talking about is spelled P-E-M-O, Pimo. It could be translated aloud because of departure from something. Now, a stronger Greek word would be emu. And that means like allowing an undercurrent or a whirlpool to suck something under because one refused to hold on to the anchor or the only one thing that could keep them safe. And we're really seeing this. It isn't that God's putting evil upon them. They've turned from the evil. They've gone the other way. So God just allowing what they want to take place. And we're seeing this. And it's scary in a way because you wish they'd turn back and head for the truth.
Amen. And that's part of why this is happening like it is. Because God wants you to turn back to the truth out there. He wants you to turn away from the deception in the lives of men and turn back to the truth of His Word. And you need to know that. Now, we're having sort of a Bible study here today, and that's good. Now you know why I have said before, and I didn't say it this time, that Dr. Evans is the Chancellor of King's College. Now, what does that word Chancellor mean? It just means he heads it up. Amen? He founded it. You're hearing some of the reason why he has a college, because he has some of this knowledge that I don't have. I've never been a Greek scholar, never could understand that stuff in the first place. Unless the Holy Spirit leads me into it, I'm in big trouble when I get into the Greek. So I thank God that He's sitting here with us today. Praise the name of the Lord. Why do you think, Pastor Ralston, would God do something like this?
Well, this question reminds me so often of something I've preached before a number of times and something out of the Scriptures. Is when the children of Israel wanted to have a king like the other nations. Because they wanted it so bad, instead of being satisfied with God Himself being the ruler over that nation, God allowed them to have a king. And of course, that ended up being a sad situation, as everybody knows. And according to history, Saul kind of fell away and trouble had come upon the children of Israel. But thank the Lord, God brought forth someone who had a heart like unto Him. He had a heart after God. He wanted to do the things of God and all that. In the same way, I see the same thing, not just the people of Israel, but we're talking about all the nations want to have a single king. All the nations are gathering together because they want to have someone to kind of rule in a global sense, and because they want this so bad, and you can find that in the information concerning the New World Order and all that. They want it so bad that God is going to allow them to have what they want, but it's going to be to their own demise. They have no idea But I tell you what, when that person comes forth, this Antichrist, the world is going to fall in love with him. He's just going to seem like the most charismatic, the most able. He seems like he's going to have all the answers. All the leaders of the world are going to follow after him. And it's going to, according to the Bible, bring forth great destruction.
Now, I'm not, again, saying Obama is the Antichrist, but think about what Pastor Ralston just said, the charisma of the Antichrist. And are we not seeing this in Obama? I certainly think we are. Now, in that verse 12, it said that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And I mentioned the fact of that was from God, and it was a damning from God, but at the same time, realize it's also a damning from yourself. Because if you will not believe the truth, you have damned yourself. Now, how do you see all this, Brother Evans, as pertaining to today's end times event?
Well, everything is happening out there, and we can see, like, take identity theft. There's a lot on identity theft right now. Well, the Antichrist, when he comes on the scene, he's going to tell us how to stop that, how to stop the drug dealers, how to stop counterfeit money, how to stop crime, how to stop all this with that little mark. That little mark he's going to give everybody.
Good.
And all the things that he says are going to sound wonderful. We can leave our doors open. We won't have to lock them no more. Nobody will be able to kill us or do this or do that. No, it really sounds great. But those of us that know the Bible and know what he's like and know what's going to take place, we realize this is the worst disaster the world has ever seen. Because the guy is not what he says he is. He pretends to be something he's not. And because he pretends to be something that he's not, people are following him because they want what they want. We see this kingdom now theology. People want to win the whole world and hand it to Jesus on a gold platter when it's all over. Well, that's wonderful. I like that. The only problem is it's not in the Bible. We're going to go through some awful hard times that we don't want to go through.
That's
and because
right.
we don't want to go through some of this stuff, we don't look at that we're going to be victors. We just don't want to go through it. We'd rather go after something else and hope that we can still achieve our goal and not have to go through what we're going to have to go through.
That was so good. I don't have anything to add to it at all. Hallelujah. Pastor Olson, your comments.
As far as end time events, my goodness, I'll tell you what. As far as pertaining today, without a doubt in my mind, what we're seeing is a battle for souls. In particular, your soul. Because what we're trying to do, and all this that's taking place worldwide, is so that you'll end up worshiping this individual. Worshiping this individual. Worshiping everything he says. Worshiping everything he does. Worshiping everything he leads to. You see, this isn't just some simple thing that we're talking about, you know, like in the past, making a decision about who you agree with and who you disagree with, you know, and then everybody abiding under a certain leader. The end time event, the Antichrist that's being purported, is all about your worship. It's all about your lifestyle. And that's why there's a big concern today. That's why this little radio program has come forth, so that you understand that what they're getting you to agree with and disagree with has to do with your future worship in the days ahead. And that's why we're trying to caution you. That's why we're trying to get you to be careful about what is being said today, what they're trying to get you to agree with today, because it has to do with your worship, what your dedication will be. It's not like in the days ahead. We're seeing a lot of freedoms being taken away, and it's going to increase in that sense. As far as current events, wow. Just really think about what's being said and what they're getting you to agree with or trying to get you to agree with.
Well, let's back up here a little bit. We started out with the fact that this round table would be the delusion round table. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 said, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." What lie do you think that is talking about? Brother Evans.
Well, it's like what we've already talked about. Can you imagine free gas for your car? Free food for your table? All the clothing you want? The comforts and the luxuries of the world. I mean, the Antichrist is going to offer some of these things because he's going to own it all. Now, he's going to be able to tell us how to get the oil price down, how to get the wheat back into the cows and stuff so we got food at a low price. I mean, the Antichrist is a strong lie. He's the one that's going to say, well, I can do all this and all that for you, but all he's after, you don't worship him, off goes your head. Now, you don't take the mark, you don't get anything. So he's not going to be good. He's going to be a dictator. And I don't know if you've ever seen a dictator, but we talk about some countries that have dictators as leaders. He's going to be the worst dictator that the world has ever seen. He's going to rule it by his army, who will make sure all of his orders are carried out.
Pastor Ralston, well, when it comes to what lie, well, you know, back in the 60s, I believe it was out of the 60s, there was a big lie being purported. God is dead. Well, if that's the case and that's what they want to believe, then what are they saying? That man is alive? Well, that's exactly what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that man is now coming into a higher consciousness where man doesn't really have a need for God. Man can be a God unto himself. Now, you just listen to a lot of things that are being said today and the type of religions that are being brought forth. And it's saying that man has the way. Man can do it. Man can lead. Man can guide. Man can solve all these problems. And I tell you what, that is a big lie. That's setting God aside and putting man in charge. Now you can see clearly, just from what I just said, how the Antichrist that the Bible talks about can set in. Because once you believe it's only man that can solve the problems of this world, you have set yourself up for the Superman, so to speak, as the Bible doesn't exactly describe him as, but in a sense he does. The man who's going to say that he is God himself, well, look out. The man who's going to sit in the temple, you know, and declare himself as God, look out. Only one has that right, and that was the Son of God. And he proved himself to be the Son of God in many, many different ways. But this new Superman, this new Antichrist, is going to try to copy those things. So that's the lie that we're trying to talk about. That's the lie we're trying to caution you about. That's the lie we want you to be careful about. Because you know what? God is not dead. God is very much alive. In fact, he's alive and well. And all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll find out just how alive he really is.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Will the deception come through many men, or just one man? Has the falling away happened already, or has it already happened? Dr. Evans.
We're seeing the falling away right now. It's happening very fast. Very rapid. We've told you this over and over. A matter of fact, religion is kind of on its way down, and everybody's going to these man-made religions that they're God and don't need no God. So we are seeing this already. The falling away has already taken place, and it's going to take many at first to lead us to the one man.
Yes,
because it's going to take others pointing towards him. So we see types. We see many types. Have you ever stopped to think, take our president for an example, without the okay of the Congress and the Senate, he can't do one single thing. But the Antichrist won't be like that. He's not going to have people under him say, you can't do this. He's going to do what he wants to do, and those that are here are going to have to do what he says or else.
Yes, absolutely. We have definitely have seen the falling away. I would say definitely within the last 20 years, since the late 80s, we started to see a great falling away because of the failure of some godly men and some of the mistakes they made. And because many followers were following the man and not God, it became their own demise. And God is fashioning for himself a people that is without spot and without blemish. He wants to be able to have that total worship. Anyway, in regards to that, we definitely have been seeing the falling away. Many different men are coming forth now and bringing forth a deception of what I want to go back to what Pastor Evans said, and I agree, is the Kingdom Now theology. Seems like it's one of the biggest things that's being brought up into the church today, and it's causing a lot of problems and a lot of hassle because people, instead of looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, are saying that, no, that must have taken place already. Let's have the Kingdom Now type thing. Again, that's setting it up for the Antichrist.
Well, right here where we are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14 says, following verse 13 in the Son of Perdition,
Who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God? So what is truly meant by the son of perdition, Pastor Evans?
That's the Antichrist. He's trying to pretend he's the devil. He's got the attribute of devil. He's trying to get all the worship, because that's what the devil wants anyways, is all the worship. He's going to try to prove that he's still God. He's been defeated for 7,000 years now, and he'll always be defeated. He'll never be the victor. And so this is part of the strong delusion. This is part of the lie, and this is the son of perdition. And he's on the scene right now, and we need to keep our eyes open, because God's trying to show us exactly who he is. And don't be fooled. Don't be deceived.
Pastor Ralston, do you have anything to comment on?
Son of perdition has to do with destruction. We know in the time of Jesus, one of the disciples was one of them, which was actually prophesied in the Old Testament concerning the son of hell, and his name was Judas Iscariot. And he got to the point where he just didn't no longer believe in Jesus, didn't no longer believe in all that Jesus had said, and began to reject everything that Jesus had said. And as a result, now listen, he hung himself. He hung himself. Okay, well now, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, that's exactly what's going to happen. The exact identical thing. He no longer believes, the Antichrist does not believe in Jesus at all. He does not believe in God. He wants God's place. Well, the same thing is going to happen with this man too. He's going to hang himself. He's going to be destroyed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the end. And we thank the Lord for that. Amen.
Let's continue just a little bit more. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Little children, it is the last time, and ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time." Does that scripture prove that today's events are end times, Pastor Evans?
Oh, yes. We've got those out there right now who are exactly that way. And we've got those people out there that have claimed to be Jesus Christ. We're seeing these things. And everybody, it seems like, is waiting for that man that can give us all the good answers. And they should be looking to God, because he's already given us the answer.
I really believe it's been the end times, but more so now, because we're seeing a great increase of the Antichrist spirit. We have been seeing all kinds of false religions that have been developing, and it's on the increase. And the Bible says these things would increase in the last days. Absolutely, these are the last days.
As we close up here, 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, speaking of this particular fellow that we're talking about here, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. All these Antichrists seem a little bit confusing. But here we are, right back where we started. The lie and the strong delusion. Any last comments for our closing?
It's sad, but this is what we're seeing. People would rather believe the lie or the delusion than the truth. And we need to get back to our Bibles. We need to get back to the truth, because it's the truth that will set us free. It's the truth that will take us to heaven.
I believe it's in 1 John 1:12. "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life." If you want life today, it's found in the Son, Jesus Christ. Accept Jesus in your life today, that you might have life and life more abundantly.
And let us know that you've done that because of this round table, would you?
Please prayerfully consider helping us continue to keep audio messages like the one you just heard free for all to listen to and download. Many in foreign countries and even the United States cannot afford to help. Send your gift directly to Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled LISLE, New York, abbreviated NY, USA. Thank you, and Maranatha, our friends.